Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth, on this glorious March 4th.
That's right.
47 years ago today, you said I do, and made me the most blessed man in the world.
I hear you.
It's true.
Praise the Lord.
There are times when we fail to do something which was within our power to do, only to live in regret for what we didn't do, or sometimes what we did do.
That's true.
Regret is a backward look and is often carried around with a huge weight upon the emotional shoulders of the person dealing with it. Yesterday, we began a discussion of how to deal with seven kinds of regret. And before we finish that teaching, let's do a brief review. Number one, emotional baggage. A couple of suggestions on how to deal with most emotional baggage. First, write out what happened in the past. When you finish, say your hands on the paper and say this prayer or something close to it. Heavenly Father, your word instructs us in 1 Peter 5:7 to cast all our cares on you. So today, I've listed all the emotional baggage and hurts from my past. I'm now casting these cares on you. I ask for the healing balm of your presence to heal all the scars and past hurts, even removing them from my memory. Father, I thank you for a fresh start and how you care for me. In the strong name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Once you've prayed that prayer or something close to it, get a match and safely burn the sheet of paper with the listings of your emotional baggage. Do it as a sacrifice for what you've given to the Lord.
Number two, half-heartedness. Doing things half-heartedly will cause us to live in regret over missed opportunities. In 2 Chronicles 25:2, we talked about in the New American Standard, says he did right in the sight of the Lord, yet not with a whole heart. Serving God with a whole heart, just purposing in our hearts every day to live for him, means we won't have to live with that regret.
Number three, deliberately hurting someone. If you grew up in a home environment where you were deliberately embarrassed by your dad, ridiculed by your mom, and taunted by your brothers and sisters or others, you understand emotional pain. If as a child, it seemed you could never do anything right, or others got the praise for the right things you did, well, three words, get over it. Now, I'm not saying that's easy, but it can be done with the Lord's help. Ephesians 4:31 and 32 in the Classic Amplified. As we pointed out yesterday, both identifies the problem and provides the spiritual solution. Here's what the verses say. Let all bitterness and indignation and wrath, passion, rage, bad temper and resentment, anger, animosity, quarreling, brawling, clamor, contention, slander, evil speaking, abusive or blasphemous language, be banished from you. With all malice, spite, ill will, or baseness of any kind. And become useful and helpful and kind to one another. Tenderhearted, compassionate, understanding, loving-hearted, forgiving one another readily and freely, as God in Christ forgave you.
Number four, missed opportunities. Sometimes missing opportunities are through no fault of our own. Things happen, but they still leave us with regret. Godly opportunities can be missed, not only because of what we've done or what we didn't do, but also because of others. But you know what? We have to learn how to put it in the past and press toward the mark. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday.
Okay. Number five, financial missteps. If your favorite aunt is Evita, if If I'd, okay, little humor. If I'd only not bought that new TV, or if I only hadn't purchased that Louis Vuitton designer purse, if I'd only hadn't assumed that I was going to get a raise or promotion. In the justice system, sometimes folks plead guilty by reason of temporary insanity. In my opinion, spending money today on the money you plan to get in the future qualifies as temporary financial insanity. It really doesn't matter who did what, when, where, or why. All that matters is to identify the guilt you're facing and deal with it swiftly. Here's a question we need to ask ourselves. Where does guilt come from? Guilt is an emotion, and the root cause of every emotion is a thought. And once we deal with the thoughts by renewing our minds, then the emotion can be dealt with and released. How do we overcome financial or other kinds of guilt? Micah 7:19. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast their sins into the depths of the sea.
Let's focus on, Revelation 21:4 in the Classic Amplified, which says, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be anguish, sorrow, and mourning, nor grief, nor pain any more, for the old conditions and the former order of things have passed away.
Can somebody say hallelujah?
Amen.
Irma Bombeck, the humorist.
Oh, from years ago. She was so good.
Once said, guilt is the gift that keeps on giving. One more thing. If you have money and others don't, you shouldn't feel guilty unless you earned it illegally, unethically, or unscripturally.
In Proverbs 10:22, I love this. Proverbs 10:22 in the Contemporary English Version. Think on this verse. It says, when the Lord blesses you with riches, you have nothing to regret. And it's the Lord. When the Lord gives you blessings, then who can hold it against you? It's from the Lord. Number 6, relationship blunders. Have you ever said or had any of the following statements said to you? I should have never let him go. I didn't realize what I had. She was the best thing that ever happened to me. I wish I'd spent more time with my children. I should have treated my employees differently. Why did you tell your friends that about me? I should have listened to what he or she had to say. Why are you always bringing up my ex? Why do you put everything and everybody else before me and the children? You never respond to my texts or my emails during the day. I mean, those are the kind of things that we could say over and over and over, but you get the picture. Relationships are a lot like plants. They need to be nurtured, cared for, fed, cultivated, and watered. And as much as you do to that, that's what you're going to get back. And yes, you even have to talk to your plants. Well, I'm using that as an analogy. You need to talk to your spouse or the people you're having a relationship with, like your children. But the point of it is we've all messed up. And when we mess up, we have to repent and ask for forgiveness and then move on. We don't need to be bringing up the past. If behavior is the past, we need to leave it in the past and not let the enemy also bombard your mind with that. The best relationship advice, talking with a spouse or that matter, probably anyone else, could be found in James 1:19 in the Classic Amplified. It says, understand this, my beloved brethren. Let every man be quick to hear, a ready listener, slow to speak, slow to take offense, and to get angry. Some of the best advice on how to strengthen our relationships is found also in Romans 14:19. Romans 14:19 in the Classic Amplified. So let us then definitely aim for and eagerly pursue for what makes for harmony and for mutual upbuilding, edification, and development of one another. Mint could boil it down to this. It's called love. Mark Twain once said, I can live for 2 months on a good compliment. So maybe we need to start complimenting the people we love more.
Well, the scripture says that we're to encourage one another daily.
That's it.
So that's it. Number 7, unfulfilled personal expectations. Let's talk for a minute about positive and negative expectations being unfulfilled. A negative expectation is rooted in the past, generally from a disappointing experience. If you prayed for a healing, if you prayed for a healing before and didn't get the manifestation, if you prayed for a financial miracle and it didn't happen, if you prayed for a promotion, raise, or bonus and didn't get it, if you prayed for a loved one to be saved and they weren't, if you prayed for a loved one to be delivered from drugs or alcohol and they haven't been. See, the enemy will use these types of situations to create doubt, which results in negative manifestation.
And discouragement.
See, we can also call this the Job kind of expectation. Job 3:25. For the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come upon me, unto me. Fear births negative expectation. So how do you turn the negative into a positive expectation? 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18 in the Classic Amplified Bible.
It's a great scripture to claim. And
a good place to start.
That's right. And it's a start. It says, for our light momentary affliction, this slight distress of the passing hour, is ever more and more abundantly preparing and producing and achieving for us an everlasting weight of glory beyond all measure, excessively surpassing all comparisons and all calculations. A vast transcendent glory and blessedness never to cease. In other words, we're looking to the future. It says in verse 18, since we consider and look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are visible are temporal, brief, and fleeting. But the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting.
It's important to keep our expectations in balance.
Mm.
And by the way, if what you expected to happen didn't, just roll on. Know that God has everything under control and that what he's promised you will come to pass.
And his timing.
And his timing. It's not a matter of if, but when. And understand this, that as you make this journey, God wants you to be guilt-free.
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, one more time, let me say to you, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, darling.
It's March 4th, 1972.
It's been an exciting ride.
It has been. And as my mom would say, we ain't seen nothing yet.
Amen. And they're rolling on into it.
That's
too.
It. Hallelujah. Well, if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to heraldherring.com. Click on the button that says sow a seed and just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Well, by the way, while you're there, check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.